As we continue in worship, we'll be reading from 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 13. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, so it may be a little different than the version up there. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful, grow in maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet each other with a sacred kiss. All of God's people here send their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We thank you for this church family, this church community, that we might strive to love you and love others to the best of our ability and the spirit that you call us to. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. It's been a week. Since we gathered last Sunday, I had the opportunity to be with three families to remember four great people. As you know, I serve as one of the volunteer chaplains for the Austin Fire Department, and on Tuesday, I had the honor to help celebrate the life of Lieutenant Harold Kelly, an Austin firefighter of almost 20 years who just 2 years ago was diagnosed with ALS at the age of 52. This firefighter was remembered for his courageous leadership who ran towards danger in order to help those in need. He was known for his great personality and his love for his family and his friends. It was an amazing service that ended with about five bagpipes and a few drums playing Amazing Grace here in the sanctuary. On Thursday, we celebrated the life of Leland Jane Tinsman, the mother of Cindy Stone, who for 100 years lived her life in humility with a heart of servanthood for those in need. She volunteered for many years with a number of different organizations in Austin, including the Lady Bird Wildlife Center and the Settlement Club that I know that many here also volunteer with. Then yesterday, I was able to participate in a service for Bob and Betty Boyer, who passed away, both passed away within the last year at the ages of 96 and 92. Bob and Betty were known for sharing kindness and encouragement and hospitality with others, but especially as being incredible parents and grandparents. Bob is also remembered as a teacher who impacts students at the University of Texas now as he led the College of Natural Science for more than 35 years, serving as dean for 14. Each of these four saints, Lieutenant Harold, Leela Jane, Bob, and Betty, they lived different lives. They were all unique in the ways they spent their years on earth. However, as I think back over my week of leading these services, I think there were threads that weaved into each one of the services, each one of their stories. It was the way in which all of them loved God and shared love and compassion with others through service and generosity. They all lived beyond themselves and for a greater purpose. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Corinth, urging them to examine themselves and to strive for unity and maturity in the faith. And as he's closing out his letter, Paul's message is a gentle yet firm reminder that we stand together, we love one another, that we strive for peace, And when we do, we create a strong and unbreakable bond that can weather any storm. As Paul was closing this letter, it was like he was giving them a hug and reminding them of the importance of staying together in unity and love and peace. He says, be joyful, grow in maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. The call of spiritual growth challenges the people of Corinth to continually strive towards a deeper relationship with God. You see, these saints that we remembered this week lived this out in so many ways. They remained joyful, and they grew in their relationship with God even when they faced circumstances and even incurable diseases. Friends, in today's world marked with increasing polarization, this same message of unity and peace and love remains relevant for us as a church community more than ever. We are called to be peacemakers, striving to bridge divides and promote unity as a body that is made up of many parts. And when we do, Christians can serve as beacons of hope, reminders of something even more than what we see on the news, as reconciliation agents in a world desperate for healing and restoration. Paul's parting words to the church of Corinth was filled with not only greetings but also blessings, serving as a timeless reminder of the essential values of the Christian faith. The chapter ends with this blessing. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. It's an invitation on this Trinity Sunday to reflect on the Trinitarian nature of God. In this holy relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we see the importance of experiencing God's presence in a community of believers, encouraging Christians to live in grace, love, and fellowship. And when we approach relationships seeking this, seeking a mindset of unity and peace, we are more likely to find it. When we seek relationships with divisiveness and defensiveness, that is often what we get. And so, friends, as the body of Christ, may we seek to encourage one another in ways of God. And may these words of Paul echo through the ages, calling us to live a life of love, unity, and peace. And so, as we close, I would invite you to reflect. Where is an area in your life that God is calling you to strive for peace, unity, and love, whether that's through a conversation or through action? Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for this time together. We thank you for this opportunity to once again be reminded of a call as the Christian faith to seek love, peace, and unity in our walk with you. God, show us how we can better do that when we fall short, and give us the strength to move forward. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.